Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's finally Friday, and it's September 23rd.
T-G-I-F.
But, you know, it seems like I just said it's Monday a couple days ago. What is this?
Feeling good, Sam. Time's flying by.
Time's flying by, man. If I could do it, I'd do Saturday and Sunday show, too, right?
Let's just do it.
Yeah, but we need to feel it's a weekend, you know?
Okay, yeah, you're right.
You know, I mean, did you notice that, there's a reason why there's a day off, so people will have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Look at people that don't get days off. They, like, burn out, you know?
Yeah. You can't go full. You got to rest your soul, man.
You really do, you know.
But this isn't work for us, is it?
No, not really, you know. So we'll rest our souls anyway.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
Thank you all for joining us in a beautiful day in L.A. this morning after a pretty windy night.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Last night where the ghosts were coming. It was Halloween.
Yeah, it was cold and windy.
Blustery.
It was pretty, it was pretty weird, actually. But today it's a beautiful day. All the clouds are gone. The air is clean, and we're here to present to you another great show in a series of unbelievably
top-notch,
amazing
just
episodes every day.
Handle.
Every day, we keep killing it, and we keep bringing better and better, better
it's
guests
true.
All the time.
The guests
time,
get better and better. That's true.
Absolutely, and we do have exceptional guests here.
Oh, yes.
Sitting by, and we're gonna get to them in just a moment. Although it'll be hard to top the stuntman from yesterday,
that guy.
Right?
That man
guy's just about done anything: fly helicopters, ride motorcycles. His motorcycle says Fall Guy 3.
Really? So he's had two other motorcycles is what that means.
Is that what it
means? Yeah, Fall Guy 3. He's had two others.
Either that or two other people have already have one.
That's actually true. No, he was so cool and so kind, and I feel like every guy wants to grow up and be that guy. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Every man.
Yeah. I know. And
very
sweet. The guy's in the 70s, you know. And
he looks great.
He looks great. Great shape. And it was an incredible interview.
Very interesting.
So you guys should... We always tell you, you missed a good interview.
Yeah, right.
So, although most of you, I know, listen every day, so that's pretty cool. And like I told you yesterday, people have written that you're really cool.
Me?
Yes, you.
Okay, give me... Is there any adjectives you can give me? I love validation.
I think it was awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just one awesome?
Your new co-host was awesome.
Okay.
And
that is
awesome.
Well,
because the other one was like, I really like your co-host.
Okay.
So there wasn't an adjective there.
Perfect.
Okay.
Has there any been one like, get rid of her?
No,
okay.
Not yet.
Excellent. Shooting two for zero.
This has happened only a few times. No, actually, no. Maybe only a couple times. But where people actually criticized my co-host.
Oh.
But yeah, you know, I mean, it does happen. You can't hit the bullseye every time.
Oh, I've had trolls, honey. I know how to deal with the whole trolls. When I was on Reels channel and they put me on YouTube, it was like, I went, oh, I can't read to read the comments.
Yeah,
and they're
right.
Like, death threats. Someone take her down. And I'm like, oh, there's hate in the world.
Yeah, right?
No, it's terrible. You cannot read anything unless it's good, and then you can tell me everything.
Exactly, yeah. That's the thing. I mean, if you want to find out about yourself, do it at your own risk.
Oh, God, not good.
Yeah. So it's not, I mean, being famous is not all it's cracked up.
It's hard. I mean, let's not talk about it. It's not hard. Come on.
No,
but there are other things that are much harder.
African miners have it hard.
This is not hard.
Let me tell you why I think it's hard. Okay, because I think it thrusts people. I mean, fame thrusts people into the public eye, and people don't know how to deal with it.
I agree. Everything has an uphill battle. Everyone has an uphill battle.
Yeah, I mean, look at all the many people that have gotten famous and stuff, how they have a hard time, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I have a hard time whining for those
like
people.
Like child actors that are not really prepared for that.
That
kind
sucks.
Of stuff,
yeah, I think anytime you're in the child's manipulated in that way, it must be really hard. Like, I just watched Corey Haim. Man, he is not doing well.
Corey Feldman?
Feldman. Oh, my God. Excuse me.
Yeah.
May he, Corey the other
Haim
one, rest. Oh,
yes.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
Sorry.
And
Corey
you know
Feldman.
That Corey is actually a friend of the station. He's been here a few times
Corey,
and a couple shows.
He's
but
like
I don't know, but he screwed up really big time.
Well,
and
he's getting back on track. And
really?
What happened is he did this cool appearance. I think it was on the Today Show or Good Morning. And he was doing like a cool, his band was doing it.
Yeah.
And the trolls came out.
Yeah.
And everybody went viral. And then he came out in such an awesome way and was like crying and was like, hey, why? We were just trying to entertain. I don't understand how this could have been, why you could have hated me so much to write that. And it kind of put a perspective on trolls in a way that was really humanizing.
That's true, huh? So he just came right out and
said it. Props up to him, because he was very vulnerable and very like, I was just trying to do our best. This really hurt. You put really hurtful things in there. There's a lot of hate out there. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, I don't really think he deserves it.
No.
He's a very nice guy. Like
very
I said,
gentle.
He's been here a few times. I've met him. Very cool guy, you know?
But child acting is very hard.
All these young angels running around him and everything, and he's got it made, you know?
Are they wearing halos when you met him?
When they came in here, I think one time they did.
Okay.
Yeah, one
That's
time
cool.
they did.
All right. Sounds
but nice. Hey, you know, you like I said, you're famous and you get to do things that
I
other
know.
People
we'll
don't.
Talk about the famous. How about this show horse? Have you heard about this guy?
No.
Frederick the Great.
Uh-huh.
He has 14 million hits on YouTube. He has a 4-foot long braided tuft of hair.
Uh-huh.
He's a horse that's now a social media star.
Really?
And he's going to be performing, I guess, or just walking at the Rolex Central Park horse show. And he's like a huge, he was on the Late Night with Stephen Colbert.
Uh-huh.
So he's huge. Everyone look him up. He's gorgeous.
A gorgeous horse.
Like I've never seen, I mean,
okay.
the mane is
you.
Just gorgeous.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Frederick the Great, and he has a blouse that he wears and a seat that
he has near him.
I need to
see that.
You got to look it up.
That's a horse.
The Great. Here, hold on.
Okay, yeah. Let
Everybody
me see
look
that.
It up.
I need to see that. Oh, okay. Well, I don't see him wearing anything. I mean,
no, but he's got
that
the hair.
The braid. Yeah, the
look
hair.
At this,
oh,
this
I
man.
See. Okay,
this horse man.
Yeah, yeah. He's got long.
He's got
hair.
Very sexy Antonio Banderas thing going. I'm just saying.
Wow. Is Antonio still with Melanie, or they split up?
I think they
up?
Did split.
Really?
Yeah, the tattoo is now
like
being covered
recently?
Up. Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
And it's amazing when you see all these couples that supposedly have been
oh
together
God.
Forever and they're perfect
Brangelina.
Together.
But no, I right. didn't like them at all. But you know who, if they break up, I think I'll give up on love.
Yeah.
If Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson break up.
Really?
Forget it.
Yeah, right?
Forget it.
Yeah, they probably never will, though.
God, I
mean,
hope,
you know,
God, I hope not.
When you're together that long, you pretty much stay, right?
Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell, stay together.
Yeah, right?
Ooh, you guys better stay together.
Yeah, there you go. You see, so second chances sometimes work, you
Yeah,
know?
There you go.
Yeah. So I keep going with my falafel binge that I've been on because there's a couple of new places.
You should call it An Awful Lot of Falafel. That would be so funny. This
I
is
love
your new
that.
Blog name
there
for
you
it.
Go. That's a good one.
An Awful Lot of Falafel.
Yeah, right?
That's good.
Yeah, I know.
So where'd you go this time?
This time, I took my dad to a lecture yesterday, which was very interesting about
they like
the Middle East and stuff. And it was good. You know, it was like in a club for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend started, actually. And I thought, you know, I should really do some things for them. It's like kind of dead there, you know.
Yeah, how did you
I mean,
come
the guy
like
that did the lecture, it's kind of like, I mean, this guy was a big deal in the military in
yeah.
Israel. Yet he can't look you in the eye. I'm like, how could you have like.
Because he's in the Mossad
so
and he's
people.
A spy. You know that.
No. He was in charge of like thousands of
oh,
soldiers,
wow.
this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
So no eye contact.
Barely.
Wow.
Not a very personable guy either.
No.
You know, it's
wow,
that tough military
background.
Whatever. So I thought, this doesn't belong here. Let me do a lecture or two,
oh,
you know?
My.
And then bring a few people to do that. And then do some, maybe all kinds of things where they get to talk about themselves and stuff.
What are you lecturing on? What's the subject?
I don't know what I would, but just about anything,
okay.
you know? Yeah.
Okay.
I know a lot about a lot of things. So
that's
whatever
true.
They would want, that thing. And then also get them to talk about themselves, you know, stimulate conversation. I mean, this guy, when people were contributing to the lecture, he was like dismissing them and stuff.
Really?
You know? And that kind of sucks.
So I think you would be great with seniors. I think you'd be really great
yeah,
with them.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And I never thought I would be, but at the same time, I'm thinking.
You know how to interact with anyone.
Yeah, I want to do something, give back to the community
Look
somehow.
Look at this man.
Know? Yeah, and I figured it'll help my father too, so why not?
Look who also has a halo on their head today.
Oh, yeah, that's true, huh?
Mm-hmm. No, it's
Angel
always good to
here.
Give back. I work with my dog as a therapy dog at Cedars-Sinai, and we visit patients that want to have a dog visit. And it's like the coolest thing ever.
But that's not fair because you enjoy it a lot.
You know I like that. I get to wear that lab coat. Feel like a doctor. Get
and,
a pager.
And be with your dog. And
be with my dog. But yeah. it is wonderful to see. Like we go to the orthopedic floor and show scars because Josie's lost a leg. And we go and see their like scars. And it's much more. It's enjoy. Wow. Their day at the hospital is so boring and repetitive,
right?
That it's nice to have like a human-y kind of contact.
That's true. Yeah. God knows I've been a lot to a hospital in the past year since my mom came here,
especially for seniors too. A lot of seniors just sitting there seeing the same old view, you know.
Yeah,
so a dog, a three-legged ugly little dachshund can really cheer them up.
Oh, well, lots to talk about, but we have a great guest in the studio. We're going to bring him in now. We're joined by Sally Champlin and Bob Henley III. Welcome to the show, guys.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Of course. Thank you for joining us. Sally and I have known each other for quite a while because she's been guest and co-host on shows here before.
Yeah.
And I was excited to see that the publicist sent and I recognized your name and everything. So I said, of course, Sally's invited on my show. And then of course, we have Bob Henley. Why don't you, Sally, introduce him to us?
Bob Henley III. I met him when I joined a choir. I was dying to sing again after years of television. I've done a lot. I go all the way back to Murphy Brown. Thank you very much.
Really?
I love that show.
Oh, I know. I did like six of them, seven of them. You know the one I did?
Which one?
I did You Say Potato, I Say Potato on Dan.
The Dan Quayle one.
The Dan Quayle one in it. And we shot till 3 in the morning. And they were so motivated. I was sitting back going, I'm in a moment of history.
You really are. Because that's like such, that's the iconic Murphy Brown.
Oh, it's totally. You the know, Dan Quayle. Single woman has
mother.
A child. And then the vice president.
What
can't
a
tell
dipshit.
The difference. You dipshit.
Sorry, excuse me.
And that guy could not tell the difference between reality and fiction.
Uh-huh.
And they just, they had like 9 producers, all right, on that show, all writers. And they just went for his...
The jugular.
They just totally bled him dry.
Yeah.
It was amazing to sit there and go, my God, I'm in the middle of a moment of history.
You are. That was like the first mic drop.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. It really was. Wait, anyway, let me get to
Bob.
Bob Henley III. I met him. He was a choir director for Della Reese Lett, who founded a church. And he was the minister of music and the choir director. And I first came to that church with a friend who had attended before, and I just sat there looking at the choir saying, I want that.
Wow.
I got to join that. And I joined the following week, and we met, of course, and we started writing together, but we're not sure of the focus or the reason for our writing. Mm. And what ultimately happened was, I remember very distinctly Bob standing up in our studio, in his studio, and saying, we're going to do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And 5 years later, we have both albums.
That's very
it's
nice.
It's always the sign of the one who's going to make it when they say, we're going to do it ourselves.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
you think?
Oh, absolutely.
It's
Are
always
you
that sentence that gets you far. Yeah.
Well, it gets you far because you know what you're waking up for the next morning.
Yeah. Well, a lot of work.
Well, anyway.
This is Bob.
Anyway, good morning, Sam and Dory.
Thank you very much for joining us, Bob.
And good morning to all your listeners out there.
Yes.
There
nice.
You go. You Crazy see, we're sound. Starting and with a song. Bob, are you originally from L.A.?
No, I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois.
Really?
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, born and raised there.
Yeah. And what was your childhood like there?
Fabulous, actually. I had some great parents who kind of kept us away from the riff and the raff.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Even though I know about the riff and the
raff. Right.
Because you know Chicago is Chicago.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yes.
That's a tough city.
It can be a tough place to live. But and I had my perils and things that I went through. But
but you got siblings too?
I do have some siblings.
That's awesome. And
we perform as a group sometime, and we have a Christmas album that's available as well.
What's called
The Henley Holiday.
Oh, okay. So a musical family.
Yeah. Oh, indeed.
As a Jew, I love Christmas albums. I have to be honest.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
I'm going to have to get you a
copy.
Please do. Sign it all. I love Christmas because I never had it, and it's ooh.
And we do some of the traditional songs in a different kind of way.
Like that.
It's a little bit more funky.
Like Mariah Carey's album.
That would be
cool,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
Different kind of arrangement. They were used, as a matter of fact, on the television program Passions.
Oh, wow.
And one of our original songs were also used on that, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And Sally, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Northern California. I like to say that I sprang whole out of a Best Foods mayonnaise jar.
What does that mean?
Is that what they
yeah,
mean?
I'm trying to figure that out, too.
I'm the quintessential WASP.
You get, oh, you, got
you know,
it.
It's like if I go into a country and there's no mayonnaise, I am in crisis.
I love mayonnaise, too.
I actually really do,
gotta
too.
Say I love mayonnaise. Gotta admit.
Russian dressing.
Russian dressing.
As
oh
a matter of fact, I had a hamburger last night with mayonnaise.
That's why I like Burger King, because they give you the mayo.
Yeah,
oh, come on.
Do.
That's the best
I'm telling
part.
You, extra, extra.
Extra, extra.
Extra, extra. But talk about my family. My brother, Bill Champlin, was a longtime member of the rock group Chicago.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I love Chicago.
And he has two Grammys. He co-wrote with David Foster and Jay Graydon. After the Love Is Gone for Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Wow.
And then they also did
So another musical family.
Yeah. For Benson, they did Turn Your Love Around.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very
so,
nice.
You know, he's
so
still
you guys
on the
both
road.
Come from musical backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're not messing around. I mean, this is like this your destiny.
I like to always say it was
music.
In the genes.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Because my mother and my auntie were fabulous singers.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Fabulous. And they had a trio that they used to tour with in Chicago doing gospel.
Right.
Wow.
See, I grew
wow.
up in the gospel world, and so I got a chance to sing at a... as a little guy,
right,
know, and going up through the choirs and everything and all that until I met Della Reese and got a chance to do my directing thing, which was really cool.
He is such a great director of groups.
Yeah, like what's the different dynamic between directing a solo artist and a group?
Well, a group, you've got a lot of different attitudes.
Yeah, personality.
Well, you know, you said it nicely,
yeah.
But it's a lot of attitudes that go on, and you have to kind of be able to deal with that, be nice and subtle sometimes and understanding. But I was a firm kind of a guy.
I like that.
So, you know, it was a, you know, no messing around here. We're here to sing. If you're not here to sing and learn, then there is the door.
There's the door. Sing your way out.
And if you were late, I was like, excuse me? What time was we supposed to be here? No, but I had fun doing that for a long time with Della Reese. And as a matter of fact, our choir won second place twice in the McDonald's Gospel Fest.
Really? Mm-hmm. Mazel tov.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And you started that at an early age, I would imagine, right?
Well, you know, I don't want to put my age out there.
No, that's
he's
okay.
29.
No, you don't have to say how many years ago. You
well,
can just say, you know.
When I was
five, or when I was
15.
No, because I am curious to know at what point someone decides, you know what, I'm going to join the choir, do gospel, all that kind of
well,
stuff.
Well, were you born into that world?
Yes, I was born into that world. But when I moved here to L.A., it was quite shortly after that, in 86, that I met her, and we did a play together and all of that, and she was able to see my talents, and she asked me right away, look, I need somebody to put a choir together, because I will tell the truth, in the beginning they were awful. and only had about 6 people in the choir.
Really?
That's a small choir. I don't really know about choirs, but that seems small.
Is and
that,
half of those couldn't sing.
Yeah,
so
that's,
I was like,
that's,
you know,
like, that's like a chamber.
Yeah. It seems just like a group.
Yeah.
A small group.
And he's like, get out of the way. Let me show you how it's done here.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Cool. So, and Sally, how did you... So you grew up in a musical family, too.
Yeah.
And so what was your childhood like? Were you in a big city, small town?
Basically
in Northern
raised
California?
In the Bay Area.
Oh, in the Bay Area.
San Francisco.
Bay Area,
and lived in Mill Valley. And my brother became the lead singer and leader of a group called the Sons of Champlin, which was really underground at a certain point. But he had his very first album with the Sons was a 2-album set for Capitol Records.
Wow.
So
was he young at the time? I mean,
oh, very.
Yeah.
Yeah, very.
Wow.
And it just continued, and he would come down here to do vocal work in studios until the vocal work down here made him move,
mm-hmm.
because this is where the work was at the time.
Right.
And it was at that time that David and people like Robert Lamb heard about him, knew about him because of his tracking capabilities.
Right.
He has what he calls his girl group, the Champlettes.
Oh.
And it's all him.
Wow.
All him. And Bob does the same thing. And I sit back in awe and I'm just going, you're in your zone. Let me
do
just
it.
Watch.
Yeah, yeah,
okay?
yeah.
because it's amazing to watch these gifted men work.
Wow.
Yeah, my nephew Will was a finalist 3 years ago on The Voice.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Fabulous guy.
So you guys Will just Champlin, really, yeah. Oh my God, the genes of these two people. We are not singers in my family, but that does not stop us from singing.
Exactly.
Good. Does that make sense?
Hey. Yeah.
But it is a terrible sound, almost cat-like in pain.
Somebody will buy it.
Somebody's going to be telling it.
Dory, I don't believe you. You have such a wonderful sounding voice. Come on.
No, and sometimes I'll fake that I want the vibrato so bad, that I'll just shake my head to get the fake vibrato. Yeah, or I'll do this. I sound like Barbara.
There you go. Well, whatever works, you know.
Just lying.
Just make it happen.
Sounds like a great bathroom singer.
Yeah.
Totally.
Stick to comedy, Tori.
God, you're right.
But I mean, have you tried ever singing? Like, I mean, have you tried like in karaoke or something?
Oh my God, no!
Your potential.
Like, well, the sad thing is I went to high school in a very artsy school in Washington D.C., very progressive, where you're taught you're great at everything. So I actually thought I was a good singer.
Okay, then.
Quickly when I went to college at University of Michigan, I was like, oh, I'm not a good singer. Okay, good to know. So thank you very much. Someone was like, oh, don't do that ever again. But I karaoke like the hell out of it because I just act it out. I'll do like a full Bohemian Rhapsody.
Really?
Like a 10-minute saga. Yeah. I've got a whole storyline. There's a journey I take people on.
Wow.
Okay.
That's crazy. A long freaking song, Tori.
It is so long. You see my energy levels? Come on.
I know. The question is, what's the energy level of the audience?
So here's the deal. Some guy was really annoyed when I started. I could tell. And he was like, God. Get her off.
This is
good. And
be
then
long
it goes
song.
Da 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 da. And I started, and he was like, oh. And then he got into it. I mean, I'll change your mind.
Really?
Yeah.
With Scaramouche.
She's got the personality thing going on.
You have to sell it, man. You got to sell it as a journey.
You really do
have to sell it. I've got one song on my album called, and you're not going to play them, but it is on the album and it is on my website, which is sallychamplin.com.
Very good.
As my partner's is bobhenley3.com.
I like the three.
That is
I.
And you can get samples of that. But I have one song there that is very reminiscent of Madonna's Vogue.
Ugh.
Because it has hand choreography.
Ugh.
And it's called, going to a soiree.
I love the word soiree.
Soiree.
That's very
we
Beyonce.
We took forever to pick that word.
That's a great word.
Going to a soiree.
That is very sexy.
In Hollywood.
Very nice. Let's play
should
some.
I play a little clip of it?
Yes, why not?
Yeah, why not? Here we go. Going to soiree.
I'm going to a late night soiree where I can bring a special friend or two.
So Vogue.
You know, the invitation said, voulez-vous aller à une soirée?
Ooh,
which means a chic private party, and I want to take you. The host is a dapper Frenchman.
This is
who's
great,
throwing this little
dude. It is cool. I like it. You see, it's got the beat.
It's
so
trending now on Twitter.
It's very like mellow, cool, groovy rock.
Yeah.
I like that.
I know. And we're going to hear a full song from Sally and one from Bob, of course, in a few minutes. You guys should go to the websites and follow us, sallychamplin.com and bobhenleyiii.com, and you guys can find out, can see like clips of your songs, right? I mean, there's a lot of previews of your songs.
You can go to several different areas. You can go to Reverb Nation and you play the whole song.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
cool.
You listen to it. And Amazon, yeah. I think we're on Spotify.
Isn't it crazy how many platforms you have to be on?
Indie
artist has got to push it everywhere.
You got to go to crazy places.
You don't have that big time budget.
I don't look at it as having to be on there. I'm like getting a chance to be on there.
Think
about it, you know? Before all the social media and all these websites, nobody would know about
you. That's true.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. And people think that right away you're going to post a song up there and people will stand in line to buy it. No. But it doesn't work like that.
They have to know who you are.
Exactly. You've got
to
make your music available. You know? That's what I'm saying. I mean, if I could get my music on Spotify, I'd be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah. Taylor Swift is like, I guess she doesn't really need the exposure, but still, I mean, I'm sure her fans would be frustrated if she didn't put her songs on there.
I don't think she does. So
she doesn't. She hasn't yet.
I think still not.
Right. Yeah, I mean, she's making a protest against not being paid for the artist, right?
Right. So the artists do get paid. It's just that they feel it's not enough. But think about it again. In this society, you have to adjust yourself to what people are willing to pay.
Adaptation.
You know? And they don't understand that the music industry is moving very slowly when it comes to technology. I mean, you know, the thing is this, is that they were like suing all over the place instead of until Steve Jobs came up and said, hey, let's have an iTunes store, you know? Okay. And I remember when all this Napster was going on, I thought to myself, I mean, I was downloading songs too, but I thought, but that's my only way to get songs. Yeah. I can't buy them if I wanted.
I know. Even if you wanted to pay the artist, you couldn't.
You couldn't buy those songs.
Right, exactly.
You know, but then you're saying, I don't want it on a CD. I want it on my computer. So you download it, but then, but now, you know, then I started paying $1 a piece, which is nothing really.
I know, it's really
for
nothing.
A song, you know.
It really isn't.
And yeah, and now you have Spotify. So I pay $10 a month. I know the artists are getting compensated. I'm listening. And that's it. Everybody's happy, you know? Yeah. The biggest jukebox in the world is Spotify.
Are they paying you? Is that what's happening? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean...
I'm just kidding. The biggest jukebox
I don't think I could live
world.
Without it. No, I mean, I'm finding songs that I've totally forgotten.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know?
So and old libraries, it's like old libraries have become new again because of the need for large catalogs of choices, which I find very interesting, and it's in television as well. Mm-hmm. I'm finding the catalogs of whole series, several series, you can purchase them, you can see them on Netflix, you can see them on Hulu, you can see them anywhere, and I'm finding that they are being sold all around the world as series packages.
Mm.
Same thing with catalogs of music.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't happen before. And the radio... not radio, but the recording industry is still lagging, still playing catch up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's still a little behind and not because it's still in that old paradigm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They're not willing to change and to accept the change. And thus, you know, they're still stuck in making CDs and everything. But it just doesn't work like that.
God, remember that.
CDs are on the way out.
Oh, they really are.
Oh, they have.
Last time, I don't even remember the last time I bought it. Or trying to get into one. My God.
Right. You know,
it makes it very hard.
The only reason why I sent a physical CD out was because he's a fan of mine from Japan.
There you go.
And I was like, okay, man, I'm going to send you one.
Yeah. And plus, people do like the packaging. I mean, look, you brought CDs here. And it does give you, just like I like books, I like the
But what people like now is the vinyl.
Yes.
People like to have, now it's come back all of a sudden. Right. So my husband's like a vinyl freak. So it's like the album he stares at and then the prints and the notes and the, he Swiffers his little records.
And I'm
like,
he's got the players.
Oh, he's got a huge player.
That.
Yeah. I mean, he's a musician. Yeah. And he has a piano, an electric piano and a guitar and he mixes in the back. And I'm like, I don't have any musical talent whatsoever, so good for him. But he started with an 8-track and like mixed his own. I mean, he's like a little genius. He got plays by ear and all that jazz.
Yeah.
He's good.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, and like if we have kids, let them have his ear, please.
Yeah. So you married the musician.
It's going to be in the genes. Don't worry about it.
I know, right.
Yeah, so you married the musician on top of the fact that he wasn't Jewish too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Irish Catholic.
Your family must have gone like...
Well, they always knew I was a little bit of a rebel. They were like, there's no Jewish doctors that you can find. Is that what you're telling me? So for a long time, I was dating a Filipino Iranian. And they're like, thank you, Tori.
Oh, my
thank
God.
You, Tori.
Yeah.
A Muslim who... They're very open and progressive, of course. But
but to a point, I think.
No. And then Brooks is very much a mensch. So everyone loves him. But it's very funny.
But he's a musician. So
yeah, you can tell. He's got sensitivity. He's got kindness. When you're a musician, there's something... sensitive something about you that I already like.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. And there's also another thing about you. You're not very rich for the most part, right?
Me?
Musicians, no.
No, I mean, they're not. No.
Musicians
no.
in general.
No, definitely not.
Unless you're on the big stage.
That's right.
There you go, you know. Yeah. So let me ask you this. So you guys obviously doing a big part of it out of the love of it. You probably can't imagine doing anything else, you know. So, Bob, I mean, you know, that takes a certain... risk, right? I mean, putting your career in something like this.
Well, for some people, you can say that. I've been doing nothing but music for the last 30 years.
Wow.
And it's when you put all your fears away and say, I'm going to do this, is when it happens for you.
Yeah.
I've had the pleasure of touring with the great Smokey Robinson.
We just saw him at the bowl last year with my parents.
He's still smoking.
Too. I cried. This man had the best voice I've ever heard.
Yeah, I had 10 years with him. It was a great time. And we toured really, really wonderful places, saw the world.
Yeah.
On a grandstand, you know, stage. I'm here with one of the legends of Motown.
Yeah.
So our thing was very big.
Yeah.
And then I've had the pleasure of touring with one of the connotations of the Temptations, Richard Street, who was with the Temptations for 25 years.
Wow.
I toured with him for about 10 years. And Damon Harris, he's the guy who took Eddie Kendrick's place when he passed away. And I toured with those guys for a while. And it was great, too. We went all the way around
that's
the world.
That's awesome. So that's been wonderful. Your life. I mean,
yes, indeed.
Yeah, awesome. So let's hear some of your music, Bob.
Okay.
Let me just bring it up real quick. Okay, so you brought us a CD, actually, a few tracks. If you guys want to go and get it, it's called Love's Having a Party.
Oh, yes, I love indeed. That.
Bob
Loves
Henley
having
III.
A party.
And can people get it in CD form? If they wanted,
sure.
Well, it's not readily available,
right?
But
go and download
if they
it
contact
anywhere.
Us personally,
perfect.
We can get it to you.
Okay, sounds good.
For $1 or $2,
yeah.
There
yeah.
you go. Yeah,
and we'll sign them.
Shipping.
That's
we
what will, I want. I want to get signed.
You know, you get red ink and all
love
like that.
That.
Yeah. For the record, Sally Champlin's album is called "It's Raining in L.A.," which is very unusual.
Right?
It's a rare
but
occurrence,
but sexy, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it's nice and moody.
It's very moody. I was listening to Etta James do Sunday Kind of Love.
Oh,
someone
Etta
had sent
James.
It to me, and it was on a Sunday, and it started pouring.
Oh,
and to me, pouring is like New York City pouring.
Totally.
It was like, it's like the rain was bouncing on pavement. It
yes.
was just pouring. And I turned her off and wrote the whole lyric in about 20 minutes.
Wow.
And then I said, Bob, come. I got something. And he didn't change a word.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
And
it was perfect coming out of her.
It was
her
like
mind.
It came out whole. Came
yeah,
through
yeah.
you.
Whole.
Yeah.
Came
that's
whole.
How Joe.
That's
came.
Rare.
Yeah.
But in our reworking of it, it became the music. He said, "How are you going to say it? How are you going to say it? In just it's raining in L.A. And that's exactly the rhythm of the way the music.
Almost like rain. Yeah. It's raining
well,
in L.A.
It's like it's raining in how you say it naturally.
Yeah. It's
so it's about natural speech.
Oh wow. Right.
And the one that's about total natural speech. Is the one you're going to play.
Ugh.
His, I okay. love this song, Do You Wanna.
Oh. Okay, so Do You Wanna, Bob. So what we're going to do is we'll play the song and then you can, or maybe prepare us for it. What should we look for when we listen to
it? Well, Do
song?
You Wanna is about all of the guys who were a little bit nervous or scared to ask the girl that they love to be their girl.
Oh, wow. You kidding? I'm still like that.
Yeah, Sam,
okay.
this is for you, man.
Yeah,
Sam's talking about that.
So this is
that.
A song for those kind of guys. But it's for the ladies, too, to understand that, hey, do you want to?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you, and it's not like do you, Y-O-U, is do you, the letter U.
Oh, do you want
to? Do you want
to? And when he says it like that, I want to, but I don't even know what I'm doing.
Okay,
I don't know what I'm doing.
Let's give it to you.
Do you want to? Do you want to?
Yes, baby. Hello,
do you want to?
Do you wanna? Do you wanna? Wanna, wanna, hey, hey. Do you wanna? Wanna, wanna, wanna? Do you wanna be the very best you can be, girl? Do you want a love that's way beyond all the rest? Do you want to be my baby girl? Do you want to have me shake up your world? Do you want me to touch you just so? Oh, just so. Ooh. Are you willing to show me? Can you give all of you to me? Can you go the distance, baby?
The song's got a lot of soul.
Dude,
though, right?
I'm into it.
Yeah, makes me want to make love to somebody.
That's the idea.
So it works, right?
It's totally working for me.
Do you want to be my girl? Huh? Do you want to leave your history behind you, girl? you want a brand new game, a brand new game to play? Oh, are you ready to share
like
all your secrets?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, let's dance, dance every step.
I gotta tell you, you know, when I grew up, like my early teens, were like the Sound of Philadelphia. Remember that?
Yeah.
And so you had like, and then you had Barry White, and you know, and all these, and.
Well, this is a mixture of the old school.
Yes.
And now.
Yes.
So that's
what I was thinking.
Yeah. So that's why this is taking me back to when I was a kid. You
but
know,
it's still like modern. Thing. Like I'm like, but that's I could hear Usher doing this. Do you know what I'm saying?
You know what we're calling it? We're calling it retro fresh.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I love this. This is taking me back to high school. Definitely.
Oh. Is that a good thing?
It's a very good thing. Are you kidding?
Do you want to feel
that's when I was still getting butterflies when I saw girls, you know?
Will you be the angel that I sing to? Can you simply fly away, away with me? You know I'm the lover you always dreamed of. It's all coming true, baby. I know you can see, girl. But do you wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna? Oh, yeah.
Makes me wanna, man. Awesome.
Should we just excuse ourselves now?
Yes, you go.
Fantastic. Indeed.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bob Henley III.
God, you can tell he's smiling that whole... Can't you tell he was smiling the whole time?
Well, it's about the party of having that first initial love. That's what the whole album is about. I have another one on there. It's called Love is Just Passing By.
Yeah.
And it really... it really has the meaning of the whole song in that particular song because it's about a time when... You freshly fall in love.
It's the best.
You know, and it's the best. Yeah, it's the best. Everything's grooving and grooving. But sometimes love is just passing by.
I've had that happen too.
Yeah, I mean, you have a wonderful blast for a few moments, and then it says,
the breeze blows by.
So you probably still remember your first love, right? I mean, you've been writing about it.
Well, actually, that tune was about a... More recent...
It wasn't the first one, okay.
No, it wasn't the first one.
It wasn't the first one, but it was like a...
It was a young lady that I met on a cruise. We met on the cruise. Like, I didn't know her from anywhere.
Right.
And it was like...
Just the cruise.
Wow.
It was like a blast.
Wow.
And then we connected and hooked up because we both lived in L.A. Didn't even know that.
That's cool. Now, when you went on this cruise or when she went on the cruise, were you guys with somebody else at the time?
No, actually I was working on the cruise.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. You see, all these guys get laid all the time. I'm telling you, all these like
you snooze, you lose. You got to get in the cruise.
Yeah, you know, and I know it because the women passengers are always like hoping to connect.
Yeah,
because
you're like
guys.
On an island.
It was funny. We had been on the cruise for about 4 or 5 days, and nobody was paying any attention to us. So when we did our first show, after we did our first show, it was like we couldn't walk anywhere without anybody wanting to take our picture. Oh, you guys were great. You know, so it was fun back then.
That was
one of the times I was with one of the Temptation acts.
Wow.
Very nice. So you met on the cruise. That's very cool.
I mean, that's like a dream job for me.
Yeah.
Telling jokes on a cruise.
That's true.
What else are you going to do the rest of the day?
That.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat and go to the pool.
Actually, I have a good friend that's exactly what he did. He's a comedian. He says he's been to all 50 states, and he was a comedian on cruises too.
Oh, wow.
So it is doable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it is. Definitely.
But I don't know how easy it is to get or something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, would you be able to be at sea so long?
I have a Mariner's vibe.
Oh, wow.
A saltiness to me, if you will.
Okay, I will
a
buy
Voyager
that.
By the stars.
When you're on the big cruise, it's nice and smooth.
It is smooth. I've been on one.
Unless there's a storm and it rocks a little bit. But it's for the most part, it's
very smooth.
Smooth ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got elevators in there. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
That's true, yeah. So, Sally, have you been on a cruise before?
No.
Never been on a cruise?
Take her on a cruise.
Yeah, you got to go on a cruise. You got to go on a cruise.
Midnight buffet. But,
I'll give it to Tori because I get sick on
cruise. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're
I'm one of those. Okay. I'm one of those.
But how do you know? You've never been on one.
Oh, I've been on one enough.
I see.
Okay. I've been on several boats.
Okay, that's enough for you.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. They rock a lot. These are
exactly. Those ships are like buildings.
Yeah, you feel like you're in a big hotel somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. But it is worth it. You know, it's fun. But yeah, but don't go if you have the fear of like being stuck on a ship, you know?
Well, yeah, so, it's a combination of that plus my stomach can't take it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've toured the whole country with shows out of New York. And it's like, okay, I can be done with that too.
Yeah.
After you've had an experience, you know whether you want to have it again.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to go on a ship again. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's acceptable, I guess.
I think
well,
it's
now, if they write a check and say, Sally, we want you to sing.
She's so there. She's women out there.
It's a different
I'll
thing
just reassess the situation because it's a new situation.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah. It might make the eyes buckle a little bit. Ooh, really?
Right. Really?
Jump
in a lifeboat. Get out there. That's right.
All right. So we're going to listen to some of Sally's music.
Yes.
You want to play Just Say Yes, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this one.
Just Say Yes had to do with, I remember it. We were listening to our albums in terms of their order and their sequence and how they related each song, because it's 12 songs per album.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going, okay, what do we need? And we were at about 8, 9, 10. And I'm going, and I remember Bob stood up and he said, you need an up tempo tune.
Oh, something. Mm-hmm.
And so what we did was we went to an old song that had tracks and completely rewrote a completely different melody that I now forget because the completely different melody is stronger.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So we had horns and we had this. We had an entire song on tracks and we rewrote it over existing tracks.
Wow. And it's like when a painter does it over a canvas.
It's like Van Gogh.
Yeah, just like Van Gogh.
Underneath a Van Gogh is a Van Gogh.
Is another Van Gogh.
Yeah, I might have made a few changes in the music and whatnot, just a few, but it made it more exciting.
Wow.
And this is a great song.
Yeah.
I just feel really great that I had a chance to write the music and perform the music for these songs. It's really a great thing.
Sounds great. Well, now I can't wait. So let's listen to Sally Champlin. The song is Just Say Yes.
Ooh, it's cruise music. I'm on the Lido deck.
Yes, he likes all of it.
You know, life's too short to miss all this. And sometimes we just need to play. Strolling in the sunshine on a beautiful day, skipping down the avenue, going out to play, driving in the country, going in a rich way. I say, come on out and play, come out and play, it's a beautiful day. Every day of your life is yours, so fill it with kisses, hugs and fun. Swimming in the river, no worries and no work. Running in the forest in the pouring rain. Gliding through the caverns of an ancient cave. Being with the one you love on this sunshiny day. Come out and play, it's a beautiful day. Every day of your life, it's all yours, baby. Just fill it with kisses, hugs. Now you don't want to say no anymore. No, you don't. You only want to say yes today, darling. Come on. Climbing up a mountain, flying through the air, doing everything you've ever dreamed of. Going everywhere, visiting the whole wide world.
Come Now, that's needless to say, that's a song that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Right? Makes you want to dance.
That's almost like a Buddhist saying. Like that whole song was Buddhism in a short, cool, groovy way.
You know, it came down to, I hear too many people saying, no, I can't, no, I won't, no, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that. And I got tired of hearing no.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like Amy Poehler's book, Yes, Please. She named it that because in improv, there's something you say when someone suggests something, you always go, yes, and. You yes, and.
Yes,
them.
And. Yeah.
But yes, please is also like to life, like yes, 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 yes.
Let's continue the conversation.
Correct.
Let's talk. Yes, let's continue to live.
Don't
continue
put it
to
in.
Talk.
No, that was a happy song.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And it's got a little jazzy feel to it, too. And, her band is going to love playing that song.
What's interesting is your voice sounds like the words you're saying a bit, like onomatopoeia a bit. So like the caves and then like the, I like the way you go. Your voice sounds like where we are in the song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a little bit?
Okay. Yeah. We worked on that.
It was good.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. So you guys, obviously I see that many of your work is like you do it simultaneously. I mean, your music and your music, because you guys both produce, both of you. Right? That's what I'm seeing on
together.
The CDs, yes.
I'm mostly the words. Right. And then sometimes he comes in and just knocks one out of the park for the words. Okay. And he's most of the music. And occasionally I'll come up with something. Mm-hmm. I remember there's a song called My Lucky Star, I think, where I went really high and he said, stay there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was something that just kicked off the whole song, you know, one way or another. So we have to basically, although I'm mostly the words and he's mostly the music, being in the same room is a magic thing with him.
Yeah.
Because the songs come out very quickly and very whole.
Well, over the years writing together, I would push her to be quick, you know, because I got
to write quickly, you mean?
To write quickly.
Yeah,
I got these grooves going. I'm on the piano.
Yeah.
Sally, I need a line right here. And over the years, she got very quick.
Yeah.
And we would do it sometimes in one little session. Boom, the whole song.
I write very quickly and like, because I improv, and my husband goes very slowly. And I'm like, hurry, hurry, we gotta move, we gotta move. And it's like, you gotta find that compromise.
No, I'm like that.
Yeah, slow.
By the time we finished one song, I remember looking at the floor and it looked like it snowed.
Really?
Because all the paper was just thrown, you know.
Now,
are we done yet?
Have you guys done any duets at all?
No, we have not done
any
duets.
You have not done duets?
No.
Wow.
Do you want to?
Well, I don't know. We never thought about that.
We never thought about it. Yeah. I mean, my show is really structured a little more theatrically, a little more like cabaret.
I was going to say Broadway cabaret.
Broadway cabaret, and I've got props and stuff. And his is one of those amazing you-can't-sit-still concerts where everybody's on their feet dancing and the lighters are in the air.
Two different styles.
Two different styles.
Yeah.
And that was a wonderful thing, to be able to discern the different styles.
Mm. Right.
Us writing all of the music and saying, okay, well, no, we need these kind of songs for you and these kind of songs for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, you know, it was... really,
but you can write
thing.
A duet. Think about it. That would be really exciting, you know?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
I mean,
you know, put the voices together. Find, it doesn't have to be a certain style or anything. It's just like whatever comes up, you know?
Oh, I know how to do that already. I see it. I hear it already. Boom, boom, boom.
You see, he's here.
That's how a musician is. They suddenly hear
it. Or you start right away hearing it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love duets, and especially ones where you don't really expect, you know? And some have been some of the greatest. You know, duets and stuff. So,
oh, for sure.
You know,
one of my mentors and one of the people I really liked was, if you know guys remember, Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And all of the duets that they did together. Oh. Wonderful stuff.
Mm-hmm. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. And, you know, when you put people together, you know, I mean, look. You know which one I liked is We Are the World. Remember that song?
Michael Jackson.
We are the world.
Right.
That one,
and that was more than just a duet. That was like a lot of people.
That was like a choir, wasn't it?
Yeah,
but
it was.
When you get a lot of people with familiar voices singing together.
A choir of celebs, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Quincy and Michael ran it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And before that, the British did that with Band Aid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you remember that.
That's where they got the idea, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Farm Aid, too, started to get
farming, that's right. Yeah. You know, on the VMAs and like the MTV Music Awards or whatever, that's what they do for the live performances. So they started with, they did, Aerosmith did, what did they do? Is it Run DMC? They mixed
Walk
too.
This Way.
Walk
yes.
This Way. That's exactly right. Yeah. And it, that became that it. So now you see like Rihanna and Ben Sheen. Like you see the mix of hip hop and classic. So mixing styles is very cool.
Oh, it is indeed.
Yeah. All the time. Yeah. All the time.
But you have to make sure it's the right mix.
Oh, it's like Eminem and Rihanna.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
It's like really,
really hauntingly cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And they switch off from one style to the other and it works.
Totally. But otherwise, it's like when you cook something and it doesn't work. It's just dreadful.
Yeah, I know. But like I'll tell you what one duet is good is George Michael and Aretha Franklin.
Mm.
You know, singing that song, I Knew You Were Waiting. I don't know if you know that song. Mm-hmm. I'll play it for you sometime.
Okay.
But you got to look it up. I mean, it was an amazing song that they sing together.
And then do you remember
You Were Waiting For?
The Tony Bennett, he did all those duets on that album.
Yes.
And he found that he and Lady Gaga did the best.
Killed.
And so they made like four more albums again. They toured together.
And him and Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, but that's the same. He said those two had the phrasing of like a Sinatra.
Yeah.
They can phrase it well.
So I think we've established you guys should do a duet, period. Don't argue with me, just do it.
And now we have to woodshed.
Exactly. All right, well, our time is up. Sally Champlin, Bob Henley III, thank you so much for joining us.
So
tell people again how they can find you and everything.
The website is bobhenleyiii@.com.
And mine is sallychamplin.com.
There you go. And if you guys want the music, please support the artists. Go get the music. Help them.
Go get the music.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. See, now that sold me.
Totally, me too.
Yeah.
And then I would go, music.
Okay.
Give it a listen, guys. I think you'll love it.
I know you will.
Smooth.
Much continued success to you guys. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah.
Story, have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you all on Monday.
Woo-hoo. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.